Look at you listening to Hypnagogue Podcast 504. You're kind of cool. We'll be right back.
As the Secretary General of the United Nations, an organization of 147 member states who represent almost all of the human inhabitants of planet Earth, I send greetings on behalf of the people of our planet. We step out of our solar system into the universe seeking only peace and friendship. To teach, we are called upon to be taught and if we are special. We know full well that our planet and all its inhabitants are but a small part of this immense universe that surrounds us, and it is with humility and hope that we live.
On this first set of Hypnagogue Podcast 504, we went from cold mornings to monsoon clearings. Yes, we did. I'm your host, John Shanahan. Thanks for taking the time to download and listen. Thought that I would pull up right about here, give us a quick little break in the midst of the show. Started off with Dencertitude. That means the Black Death, by the way. I just found that out literally 3 minutes ago. I've played them before. Never bothered to look up what it meant. Yes, the Black Death. And that is off their album Undergangen, and that was Grachomorgen, which means cold morning, and which I probably just pronounced badly, despite having Google Translate say it to me like three times in a row. That's how we roll. After that, Super Symmetria off of the Golden Ratio with Voyager. And then Sunken Cathedral got us a little bit quiet for a while. That was Eagle Above Mile Rock off of Sounds for Walking in Circles. I got a new release from Billy Dank recently called Consider the Ravens. And I did, and then I played for you Abbey of Light off that excellent release. Also new to me is Thaneco. It's one of those words, Thaneco or Thaneco. I'm going with Thaneco. The album is called Tau Zero. The track is Billion Year Cycles Are Moments. And after that, it was Monsoon Clearing from John Gregorius off his album Full of Life. Going to keep the music going. It's one of those days where I just keep like shuffling past things so I can find like what track works best with the next track. You know, I want to get a certain feel going. That's how some of these tracks happened, all the ones I hunted out. But as I was kind of shuffling, and actually as I was doing a little administrative stuff to put all of these titles into the giant spreadsheet of goodness, this next track came up from Gypsy Witch, and that's why you're hearing it right now on Hypnagogue Podcast 504. You have now received the achievement badge that says that you have listened to all of Hypnagogue podcast number 504. Good job. 100 experience points. Let me know if you leveled up. We kicked off the second set with Gypsy Witch off of Journey Through Wild Places. That was But Home Is Where My Heart Is. I like the sax in that. Kind of, I don't want to say sexy, but it was. You know it was. After that, Martyrs of Sound with Soul's Emergence off of Rade's Dream. Grabbed a single that Brandon Lane did with Susetti. That track was called UFO. And then it was Cyclopean Forge, which, unbeknownst to either them or me, was
an artist John forgot.
I mean, it's not a particularly bad one. It's from 2024. The album is called Blood Under the Glass, and that was Eternal Descent. As always, with artists that John forgot, Cyclopean Forge, I apologize for misplacing you. After that, it was Eric Volo with Memory Ocean off of Cloud of Strings. Active Dark Filament caught my attention with the track You Demon off of Beyond the Great Divide. Then it was Night Drive. Actually, Night Drive, I thought, was another artist I forgot. And thanks to the giant spreadsheet of goodness, I found out that I have played them before. Come on, we're up over 6,500 tracks. I can't remember everything that I've played. The album is called Inamoto. That track was Arps. And we closed out with Ruth Maselli from her album A Night at the Baths, which is a musical recollection of encounters had in various gay bathhouses while on tour with their band. I played a track from this before, actually, called Circle of Shit. But this one, more happily, is titled Sunrise. And that is the way we wrap up Hypnagogue 504. Put a little bow on it. Thank you for stopping by. You can take it home as a lovely parting gift. And then at the door, I will ask you if I could see you again sometime. Like in a week or two, when 505 is ready. I don't know. Call me, okay? And until that time, my lovely friends, I bid you all peace and power.